When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. Norwood missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Quick, 205, McLonagle here with you on The Fan. I'm going to get to the Giants right now, but I do want to correct myself because I'm not above making mistakes. I misspoke. I know Spencer Jones is in double A. It's an idiot. He started the whole year in double A. So Spencer Jones is in double A. He's hitting 245 in double A with a 758 OPS. Right now, there's no place for him, and he's not ready. I think next year there's a legitimate chance. He won't start the year, but there's a legitimate chance he could be in contention for something next year. But, again, I don't know. And right now, I don't know. Like, there's no place for Jason Dominguez on this roster right now until they decide to, you know, put Verdugo on the bench or something. But right now, I don't think you're going to see – I talked about this yesterday. I don't think you're going to see – Jason Dominguez on this roster until the expanded roster in September. So I just, Spencer Jones is not the answer to come up here and help. I honestly don't think so. And also the same guy got on me for Adley Rutschman. Adley Rutschman might be four for his last whatever. And the Orioles are playing like crap. I know they won the last two games, but the Yankees were the worst team in baseball next to the Chicago White Sox for a month and a half. And they couldn't gain any ground, and they played hideous baseball. And over his last 7 days, Adley Rutschman's hitting 230. Over his last 14 days, 194. Over his last 28 days, 171. Adley Rutschman, for the month of July, hit 132 with a 482 OPS. So, you know, maybe the last two games in Cleveland, he got a couple hits that I missed. That's fair, but Adley Rutschman has had a miserable second half of the season. It was terrible in July. I'm not saying he's a bad player. I'm just saying they're struggling. They've been struggling too. I don't see how you could say the Baltimore Orioles are far better than the New York Yankees. They are not. And right now, I would expect, you ask me, who's going to win this division? The Yankees are. Why? Because the Orioles had their chance. The Orioles had their chance to run up the score and couldn't do it. And I talked about this at the beginning of the year. I expected some sort of bounce back. You know, this young, inexperienced team went on a run, had 101 wins. Everything went right for them. I know they lost a couple. They lost their closer at the end of the year. But besides that, everything went right for them. Everything broke right for them. And then in the playoffs, they got absolutely exposed because their starting pitching wasn't good enough. And I didn't expect them to have some kind of monster year this year. They haven't. They're very good. They're one of the three best teams in the American League. The Yankees, Cleveland, and the Orioles are the three best teams in the American League. And I think this battle down the stretch of the season is going to be an interesting one, but I expect the Yankees to win it. And they don't need Spencer Jones. They don't need anybody from the minor leagues. They don't have any answers down there. If they had answers down there, you'd already have seen them in the rotation. Cody Petit, when he comes back from injury, that's it. They need Marcus Stroman to pitch better. Plain and simple. They're going to get Clark Schmidt back. Luis Hill has been pitching better. We'll see what's going on with Gerrit Cole. Hopefully he's okay. I think he's okay. His velocity's there. His stuff was there after the first inning the other day. He hasn't been himself, but he's still dealing with, like, it's not only that he's coming back. He didn't have a full season. Whenever that happens, you're not going to be as good. But hopefully he's going to be able to pick it up and get into a place where he's comfortable down the rest of the season. But this Yankee team, they might not win the championship, right? Odds are, you give me the field or the Yankees, I'll take the field, I suppose. That'd be a safe bet. But the Yankees are as good as anybody. Philadelphia clearly struggling over the last few weeks. They've fallen. They had the best record in baseball. Now they do not. The Dodgers have been dealing with all kinds of stuff. They haven't been as dominant this year. The New York Yankees are as good as anyone. And we'll take one Yankee call here because John's on hold. I don't want to make him wait. We're going to get to the Giants in just a second. John in Maspeth. What's up, John?
Hey, Mac, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
You know, I've been, we see Aaron Judge now getting walked a lot. I just looked it up. over the last 76 games,
yes,
he's averaging a home run every 7.6 at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much a 13% chance of every at-bat he's going to get a home run.
Yep.
And do you think, because he's being walked a lot, you think we're going to see Soto bat third and Judge second anytime soon? Because it seems like, they're just hoping to get past Soto and then just walk Judge and let the rest of the lineup do the work, But if you put a Judge before Soto, you got, one of the best hitters in baseball with Judge on base. Judge is on base about half the time now, it seems, at least half the time. I think over the last 10 games, his on base is 600. So why not just put him second? If you're going to put him on base, then now you got to deal with Soto. I'd rather have Soto up there than Jazz or Torres or Wells,
Yeah, no, I understand, and that's why last night I was a proponent for hitting him leadoff. And let me just say this, because I don't normally say this, and it's a view into me actually reading this stuff, and I probably shouldn't. But all of you Facebook dopes, right? Because they put out the story of me saying Judge should hit leadoff. Now, I normally don't read the comments because they're all nasty and anti whatever is being discussed. We're all idiots. We're all dopes. Everything we say is stupid. That's the comments, especially on Facebook. I don't know why Facebook's so gross. But all of you Facebook dopes, I hope you hear me and hear me good. The idea that hitting Judge is stupid is Judge hit leadoff for almost 40 games in 2022, and he killed it there. And if you think his RBI number, look at his RBI numbers. Yes, he'll hit in the first inning with nobody on. That's true. But they're going to pitch to him, and he'll get more at bats. Bases loaded, two outs, the top of the order turns over. Would you rather have Gleyber Torres up or Aaron Judge and say, well, listen, he's hitting third. And there are some people who actually want to hit Judge fourth. I hear a ball, hit him cleanup. What are you, nuts? Judge has 16 home runs in the first inning. You want to take him out of the first inning? Idiot. Judge, they don't have a leadoff hitter. If they had a leadoff hitter, I wouldn't be having this discussion. Judge as a leadoff hitter I'm not the only one who thinks it. One, the Yankees did it themselves 2 years ago. Eduardo Perez and David Cone said it on Sunday Night Baseball 2 weeks ago. Against the Mets, it makes sense. Putting him there guarantees him being pitched to, and it gives him the most at-bats. Switch him, hit him second and third, just hit him leadoff. Hit him leadoff, Soto second, Wells or Stanton third. The amount of people who said, clearly this proves he doesn't know baseball. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. You guys want Mickey Rivers to hit leadoff. I get it. I know. The Yankees don't have a leadoff hitter. Maybe in the offseason they'll get one, or maybe Volpe will finally turn into one. Here's the fact of the matter. They don't have one right now, and I'm not moving Volpe out of where he is. He's been killing it where he is at the bottom of the order. Leave him there. I was a proponent for moving him up to the leadoff spot. He failed there. He went back to the bottom of the order. He's been better. Leave him there. But please, the idea that it's silly to hit Judge leadoff, you don't know what you're talking about. You might disagree with it. That's fine. You might call me up and say, well, I like this better because of this or because of that. That's fine. But the idea that anybody who thinks he's a power hitter, you dope. You don't know what you're talking about. Ohtani is hitting leadoff. Mookie Betts hits leadoff. Yeah, I know he can run a little bit, but he's not a power hitter. You don't want runners in front of him? Hitting Judge leadoff protects him, and it gives him more at-bats than anybody else on the team. Those two things make sense. Mario in Elmwood Park. What's up, Mario?
Yes, listen, I want to make a point. The Yankees need to move on from certain ball players they have, or they're never going to reach anything.
Okay.
you know, they're being controlled by people that are destroying the New York Yankees, and they're letting certain ball players destroy them now, and they're not going to reach anything until that situation changes. You know what I'm saying?
No,
this has been going on since 2017. I started noticing this when they didn't get Verlander. The Yankees just needed an arm, a simple arm like Flaherty, let's say, and they would have beaten the Astros, okay? And they did it again in 2019 by not getting Cole. These people are a bunch of liars.
All right, they got
and Hal Steinbrenner's a money grubber. That's all he is. Okay. And I thank God that I don't support him by buying or going to the stadium or doing anything for them.
Okay, sounds fun. You enjoying
your
baseball
season?
Yeah,
that's my point. And I want you to give me your opinion on that.
Well, I mean, you said some of the players, and you also said they didn't get Cole in 2019. I'm confused by what you said there.
What I'm telling you is they're a bunch of liars.
Who?
They give you the same team every year, and the same thing happens again. Instead of moving on from Stanton, moving on from Torres, moving on from LeMahieu, I mean, how much time do they need? Do they have to go into next year to prove that they're back again?
I called for...
It's a bunch of lies.
Yeah.
And everybody's... They keep filling the stadium. It's their fault. It's the those people that don't know baseball that are filling the stadium that are continuing for them to have money to pay these ball players. If nobody came to the stadium, they wouldn't have money to pay these people.
But if you think the Yankees are so bad they shouldn't go to the stadium, I completely disagree with you. You think the Yankees have given you such a terrible product that they deserve not to go to the stadium?
What other stadium?
What stadium should you go to? Where can you find a more serviceable? Can you go to Citi Field?
Don't divert the question.
Can you go to Citi Field? Where should you go? No, you're not.
You're
actually not asking me a simple question. No, you're not asking me a simple question. You've kind of been all over the place.
Since 2017, this has been happening.
Yeah, since
are you kidding me?
What's been happening?
And people keep
winning and not winning the World Series.
Monster that's ruining the Yankees.
Okay,
Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, and Boone.
Okay,
Boone isn't a manager.
Yeah,
he manages for the other team, not the Yankees.
He manages for the other team.
That's right.
Okay,
this guy is a joke.
All right, you say so. I don't know what to tell you.
Instead being an ass kicker, he's an ass kisser. That's what he is.
That's fair. He does kiss his players' ass a little bit. I'll give you that one.
That's right. Say it like it is.
It is. I am saying
it
like it is.
People keep
they
keep
win a lot. If you
this,
think that you shouldn't
BS.
Go to the ballpark, okay. What BS? Like they've lost in
accepting
the ALCS.
Everything they give you.
No,
everything they give you.
What should
Instead
they do?
Instead of the city doing something and throwing out Hal Steinbrenner like they did George Steinbrenner when he was ruining the team.
Yeah, but you can't. He got suspended by Major League Baseball. Well, how do you throw out the owner?
You got to suspend this guy because
for
they
what?
Haven't won a championship since 2009.
Oh, they haven't won a championship.
And you know
so
why they won
them.
That year?
You got to suspend them for every. You got to suspend every owner in baseball.
No,
save
listen
two
to me. Do you know why they won in 2009?
They spent a
because
lot of money.
His dad was dying, passing away,
yes.
And he wanted George Steinbrenner to see a championship team. Mm-hmm. You saw how fast he built that team.
He spent. He
and then
went
after
out and got,
that, nothing.
Yeah, you make it sound
Are
like
you
nothing.
Kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I don't. You don't stop talking, and you just keep saying, "I'm kidding you." Kidding me? You kidding me? He's a liar. Is this? Can we have a conversation? You just
well,
want to spew
like
your nonsense.
Is. I mean, you're
I am
you're
telling it like
answer.
It is.
You can
I am.
See the truth.
No,
behind
I
all this. All this, all these lies?
What lies are they telling you? What are the lies?
What did they do at the deadline, mister? What did they do at the deadline?
They added...
Nothing. Again.
They did nothing. They added Jazz Chisholm and they added Leiter. And they both of them have made major impacts
Where's Flaherty? Pitching for the Dodgers?
Yeah, he's pitching for the Dodgers. And Flaherty has a back issue. And if Flaherty got hurt, like Montas did, you'd be killing him for that. If Flaherty's an ace starting pitcher, you can't lose in the postseason. You've signed Flaherty. Woohoo! World Series.
Where's
here we
Ryan
come.
McMahon? Where's Ryan McMahon? Where's Andrew Vaughn?
In Colorado.
Okay.
In Chicago.
These are the men they had to get
they didn't,
to build up a really
they didn't
good,
make them available.
Good hitting lineup.
They didn't make them available. And this good hitting lineup leads Major League Baseball in scoring runs. They've scored more runs than anybody else.
Scored
more runs than anybody
Check
else.
Check the statistics. They're not leading by much.
Oh, they're not leading by
and
much.
You know
oh.
something? If Stan keeps coming up with the bases loaded and striking out,
yeah,
and Torres doing making all those errors, and he's not hitting anything. He doesn't do anything with men on base. If that keeps continuing, the Yankees are going nowhere.
I mean, we'll see. Right now, they're in tied for first place. We'll find out.
You can't be giving the other team three outs, automatic outs. You can't be doing that.
Well, again, the
lineup, championship doesn't do that.
All right. Well, who's got a better lineup in baseball that doesn't give up three outs? Because who scored more runs than the New York Yankees? The answer is nobody.
Yeah, but you're going towards another thing now. You see?
No, you see, I'm not. I'm going towards the exact same thing. I'm just disagreeing with you. So you say it's another thing. You're saying the offense can't hit. I'm saying, well, they've scored more runs than anybody. Isn't scoring runs the name of the game? Is that not a good way to judge hitting? Listen, of course, there's a lot of truth to what you said, but the lies I don't understand. I don't know what you mean by lies. And again, DJ LeMahieu, if they did not re-sign DJ LeMahieu, there would have been a revolt. DJ LeMahieu finished third in the MVP. DJ LeMahieu was the exact kind of ball player they want, the average hitter they want, the exact thing the fan base wants. He got hurt. He hasn't been the same. I said cut him. He just had a grand. He just had six RBIs in the game-winning hit. We'll see. But if he doesn't play well, he's not going to play. They're already at that point. They got Jazz to play third base. If LeMahieu doesn't hit, he won't play. If Glaber doesn't hit, he won't play. Now, if LeMahieu gets hot, they'll play him at second base. That's how it works. What lies are they telling you? You want them to go get stars. They got Stanton. You don't like the stars they got. I mean, I get that, but you can't say, like, oh, they didn't try. Where was Verlander? Okay, yeah, now Verlander was at the end of his career, made it through the trade deadline, got traded off waiver wires, went to Houston, and the magic potion fixed him. Nobody wanted him. It was a high-priced thing. He was on his way to becoming an anchor contract to the New York Yankees, and he wouldn't have been as good with the New York Yankees as he was with Houston because they were better at fixing pitchers. That's fair. They were better at it. He needed to go there to become the second part of his career, Verlander. But they went right now. They have an MVP and a Cy Young on their staff. Right? I mean, you make it sound like they don't care. That it's lies. He's a money grabber. Yeah. Could he spend more money? Of course he could. Who spends the most money right now? The Mets. How'd they do last year? Who spends the most money, right, over the course of all these years, right? Who has spent the most money? The Yankees, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Phillies. How many championships between them over the last 20 years? Spending the most money doesn't guarantee you a championship. Could he spend more? Yes. Is he lying to you, since you like to use the word lies? Is he lying to you when he says it's not feasible to have a $300 million payroll every year? Yes, that's a lie. It is feasible. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it, and he doesn't believe it's in the best interest of the team. He doesn't think you have to do it to win a championship. But he's lying to you because it is feasible. I'll give you that. And yeah, have they hung too long with guys they've given contracts to? Sure. Did Hicks get too far much rope? Absolutely. Did Gallo? I mean, it's borderline on Gallo. I mean, how much earlier could you have really gotten rid of him? But yes, I suppose. Josh Donaldson? Yes. DJ LeMahieu? Yeah. Now we'll see if he turns it around here. He's been hot the last couple games. But I really don't know. And the idea, and here I'll say it again, I don't care what anybody says. We're going through. The Giants are arguably, you know, the worst team in football over the last 5 years, and they play in the NFL with the Jets. They have more losses than anybody. Seasons are dead by October. The Jets haven't made the playoffs in 13 years. The Nets acquired the greatest group of talent the NBA has ever seen, and they won one playoff series, and it blew up in their face. The New York Knicks, finally, after two decades, are finally serviceable inside the NBA. Finally mean something inside the NBA after decades of meaningless. The New York Mets can count on one hand the amount of times they've made back-to-back playoff appearances. And you want to say that they should boycott the Yankees when they win 90-plus games every single year? It's not good enough. I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying you should be happy. I'm not saying you should have posters of Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner in your bedroom. What I'm saying is boycott. Boycott. stop going until they get rid of the owner, because they haven't won a championship. When they give you a winning, productive, successful team every single year. Again, I want to make this clear. I'm not throwing parades for it, but if you think one person, one Yankee fan, should say, you know what, I'm not going to the... Listen, you could do what you want. But if you think the Yankees have been such a miserable part of your life and have been so difficult, it's so hard to be a Yankee fan, that you think you should boycott the game until the owner sells, you're nuts. You're nuts. And you don't recognize how difficult this all is. I'm not saying you can't do better. They should do better. Judge, Cole need to win a championship or it's an utter failure. Right? And I'm probably a rosier guy on Cashman and Boone than most people are. And most people have very valid arguments and very valid points. And Boone's not a great manager. Never said he was. I think he's a good manager, an okay manager. And he's not the problem, but he's a part of the problem. And Brian Cashman, over the last couple of years, has done a terrible job after 25 years of really good job. And in my mind, from when he sold in 2016 to 2020, an excellent job. He had 4 years of excellent and 4 years of bad over the last eight. That's how I feel. But if you think that entitles you, or that you think the Yankees should, or that Yankee fans should boycott the building because 99 wins in a division isn't good enough for you, because the ALCS isn't good enough for you, so now I don't even want to go to that building. I don't even want to go there. I'm tired of this. I can't take this. All they do is get to the ALCS and lose every year. You're out of your mind. Right? And I understand it's championship or bust. Then I think there's a level of bust, though, isn't there? Right? You want to claim they need to fire Aaron Boone? Okay, we can have a discussion. You think they need to get rid of Brian Cashman? Okay, you have a discussion. Hal should be more like his father? Okay, it's a tired and old and stupid discussion, but you have a discussion. Don't go to the ballpark until the owner sells? Okay. See what you get. See who comes in and buys the team. See how they do. Because we just look across town. He's got all the money in the world, and he's used it. How have the Mets done? They kicked the crap out of the Yankees this year in the Subway Series, sure. They won 101 games, had a great year 2 years ago. One of the best years they've had in forever. The Yankees went further in the playoffs. I'm not trying to say the Mets have been bad. I'm just saying, like, who do you think is going to come in and solve all your problems? And then think, are the problems that bad? That I need to never go to a, not buy another jersey, not go to another game, not do anything until Steinbrenner leaves because I can't handle all these 95 win seasons. I know it's championship or bust, but that's a bit far of a bust.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 2:33. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Yeah, I mean, listen, and that's what this is, the stuff that gets me into the Cashman shill category. I'm not telling you I'm satisfied. I'm just telling you I'm not at the point where, you know, I don't think the pitchforks need to be out. I don't have that same anger towards a franchise that has treated me better than every other team I root for. By a mile. I made a comment on John Mara saying, I'm going to get to the Giants. I pushed it back a little bit because the Yankee call started showing up. We will do Giants, and we'll talk about camp at some point, I promise you. But I made a comment when John Mara said, you know, I'm glad we kept Daniel or something along those lines, and we're going to fix the offensive line, put some weapons around him and see what he can do. And I was like, how many times have we heard that? And I joked that's the Giants version of the it's all right there in front of us from Aaron Boone, just hearing it over and over again. And the responses were, well, they've won a championship more recently than the Yankees. Because I prefaced it. It's the same thing, only with less success. That's what I said. I said this is the Giants' version of it's all right there in front of us, only with less success. And I got, the Giants have won a Super Bowl more recently. And blah, blah, blah. It's not a payroll sport. There's a hard cap. It's not the same as baseball. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. I get it. The Yankees have had disappointing seasons. They have. Disappointing seasons that end very similarly, where they can't hit in the postseason. Very frustrating. Drives me nuts. Sick to my stomach for days after the season is over. Miserable. Do you know what it's like going through a football season or a season in general where it is dead, done, and complete a third of the way through? Because I have no idea what that's like as a baseball season. I have no idea. I don't know what it's like to be a third of the way through the season as a baseball fan and feel like, well, that's it. Maybe this next year, let's see the kids play. The Giants have done that in, six of the last eight seasons? Where it's done, dead, over? I guess where I get into trouble with people is I still value the regular season. I value the journey. I value the ride. I like rooting for my team all year. I like playing big games. I like having moments. Even if at the end of it, it fails, I'll be disappointed. But I can still think back to the times I enjoyed the regular season. I still like having seasons. I still like chasing pennants. I still like having a winning team and hope. Our football teams, our basketball teams, for long stretches, even our hockey teams. I know the Rangers have been fairly good over the last decade or so of constantly at least being a winning team, making the playoffs. But almost every other team, you can't count on that the way you can count on that with the Yankees. And you want to say, well, it's the high pride pie roll. Anyone could buy that. Okay. You say so. Brian Cashman had that high payroll for 25 years and managed to, hardly ever miss. Never had a losing season. Never seen one season dead. Had a losing season. The Mets did it for two, and on the second season they failed. So the Yankees are 26 for 26, and the Mets are 1 for 2. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm not congratulating anyone. I'm not throwing parades. I'm not saying Brian Cashman should have a lifetime contract. I'm not saying Aaron Boone can't be fired or let go or not brought back on a new contract. All that's up in the air and certainly plausible, and there are arguments to be made. That's the best case scenario. I'm open to that idea. But when we go so crazy that, they make me sick, I despise this team, I despise Brian Cashman, I despise Aaron Boone, they lie to us, they're a bunch of money grubbers, and as far as I'm concerned, no one should go to the ballpark. It sounds ridiculous to me. Steve in Rockland, what's up, Steve?
Yeah, how about this for a question, Chris?
Yeah.
What professional sports owner isn't a money grubber?
Well, I mean, Chris? Yeah, no, they all got into it for the love of the game. Don't you know that?
I mean,
but Hal Steinbrenner.
And how about this? How about this? All right, before Yankee fans, and I'm gonna just speak for myself. Before I could really feel bad about not getting Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
Stanton. And that was around Christmas time, too.
Yeah. No, they went and got the... Now, has it been a great deal? No. But in the moment,
no.
What'd they go do? They went out. They missed out on Ohtani, and they went out and got a very high price, willing to pay for a current National League 59 home run hitting MVP.
And in the meantime... While he has been hit and miss, certainly he has been their most consistent postseason player.
Yeah.
Not only
postseason, late season. Like, I mean, 2021, he carried them. Like, and in the postseason, he's been their best clutch hitter.
Yeah. So that guy. And one of the larger deterrents for people going to the stadium is the real cost, the disposable income part of it. I mean, there are a lot of people who who don't have that money.
Right.
You know, they just, you know, so the idea that, you know, and this is the other thing, I hate to disappoint that guy, but Brian Cashman will be enshrined in Cooperstown.
Oh, no doubt.
One day.
No doubt.
I hate to disappoint him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the guy that he wants to run out of town on a rail, you know where he's going to wind up in Cooperstown.
No, there's no doubt. And ask any other executive, and thank you for the call, Steve. Ask any other executive what they think of Brian Cashman. Ask any other executive in baseball if they think it's easy to do what he's done. It's not. It's not easy. The idea that we think we can do it, like I heard Sean. I know Sean's going through it right now. We're thinking about Sean and his family. Unfortunately, he lost his father-in-law. Thinking about him and Danielle and the girls. So my best out to the Marash family and everybody there. Very sad. Wish him the best. But I heard Sean talking about... they ranked the executives, whatever, and he had Brian Cashman. And I heard the typical refrain of, you know, anybody, you know, if Brian Cashman had to deal with, you know, a lower payroll, that he would have been fired years ago. Now, look, I can't, of course, Brian Cashman would have not had 30 years of winning every single year with a lower payroll. I don't think anybody's capable of doing that. You know, that's, you need assets. And I'm not saying he did it on his own. He didn't do it with, like, you know, spit, guts, and guile. He had money, no doubt, of course. It's still hard to do, but you need the money. You can't have 30 straight years of winning. Eventually, you'd have a bad year if you didn't have a good payroll. But what I'm saying is I also think it opens him up to do different things that he's unable to do. Like, look, everyone calls the Rays so smart. Do you think that the Yankees are allowed to trade away a Randy Arozarena-type player when they're two games over 500? When they see the writing on the wall, they see the advanced metrics, and they see, hey, look, next year this guy's not going to be that good. Next year, we have an opportunity right now to get high value for him. In the next couple of years, we don't think he's going to age well. We're seeing he's really having a tough time catching up to fastballs. We're seeing all of our advanced metrics are showing this is a guy who's going to age poorly, and in 2 years he's going to be cooked, and we're better off getting rid of him now before his value fades. Do you think the Yankees can do that? Do you think the Yankees can make that kind of move? When they're chasing a pennant, when they're the Yankees, they can't. Now, I'm not saying Brian Cashman's smart enough to do it all. I'm just saying it's easy to say, oh, if he didn't have the money. Because he does have the money, and because he has the money, and because it's the Yankees, it eliminates certain ways of thinking and doing business. Doesn't mean Brian Cashman's incapable of those ways of thinking and doing business. It means the Yankee general manager specifically is incapable of making those type of decisions. So we don't know. Just because he's had the money doesn't mean he couldn't be successful without the money. It's an easy, lazy argument. It's an easy, lazy argument. Should he try and run it without the money? See what you guys think. Come here and get, like, Stearns is in here now. Let's see what Stearns does. Let's see what all these executives who've been successful without the money, like everyone's clamoring for, what's his name to come in here and take over, the curse killer. In Chicago and in Theo Epstein with Boston and Chicago. I'm sorry, with those low payroll teams? Dave Dombrowski with Philadelphia. He's won championships all over the place. Did he do it in Miami? Did he do it with Oakland? I mean, come on, let's just be fair. Rocco in the toga. What's up, Rocco?
Hey, how are you doing, Chris? How you doing?
Good. Hey, how are you,
Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, real good. Money alone cannot buy you championships, just like money alone can't buy you love.
That's right.
Okay? Yeah, right. This guy, Mario, should have a nice glass of wine and relax. How many years has he been totally disappointed in the Yankees where they had a losing record? Can he remember? What if you're a California Angel fan? Why don't you go and be an Angel fan? You have one of the best players in baseball in Trout, 3 MVPs. How many playoffs has Trout been in? One. Played 3 playoff games in his whole career. Why don't you be an Angel fan, Mario, and see how much you enjoy it, okay? Nah, you got you see, everyone is at the moment. I'm annoyed by this. This is ridiculous. Yeah, hey, the season's 162 games, right? There's stretches. There's hot. There's cold. There's, hey, how about the beginning of the season when Judge, oh, he's washed up. Look, you know, he can't hit anymore. He got old, young, you know. And then what happened? Now, oh, he's the greatest player ever,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
See, it's the feel of the moment that people go with, and then they want to go on a tirade and a tirade about this and that and what's not happening. Come on.
No.
Yeah, today, you're not happy with LeMayu. Tomorrow, you are. Right?
Hey, I hope I'm happy with him later today, yeah.
Yeah, right?
No, I listen. Well, there's truth to what you said, and then there's truth to a little bit of Mario. And of like, just because the Angels have been unsuccessful doesn't mean that, you know, we should all be happy that the Yankees can't win a World Series. There's a fine line between the two. Like, there's dissatisfaction and frustration and unhappiness. And Rocco, thank you for the call as always, man. There's that, but then there's the level of calling into the radio station and calling them all liars and money grubbers, and that no one should go to the ballpark until they're fired and the owner is forced to sell the team. Like, those are extremes, right? It's also not fair to say what you said, Rocco, but I understand your point and I agree with it on some level, but just because the Angels have been unsuccessful, that doesn't excuse the Yankees. Yes, they've been better, and the Angels have spent money. The Angels gave Hamilton an enormous contract. The Angels gave Pujols an enormous contract. The Yankees gave Ohtani and Trout. And they've had stars, and they've spent money. They've been at the top, not at the tippy top, but they've been in the top 10, top 8, top 5 at times, payroll in Major League Baseball, and it's got them nothing. They haven't spent the kind of money the Dodgers and the Yankees have, but they've spent money, and it's got them nothing. But that doesn't justify the Yankees not winning a World Series. Like, let's just make sure we're clear on that. But yes, it's better to be a Yankee fan than almost any other team's fan. We act like it's some sort of, you know, penance. We say the same things Jet fans say. Like, I get the, like, oh, don't tell your kids to be a Yankee fan. It's going to ruin. Don't do this to them. I wouldn't put that on my worst enemy, let alone my son. No. We're not going to. Don't be a Yankee fan. Don't do it. Like, we talk. That's what the Jet fan says. That's what Cleveland Brown fans say. Yankee fans should be disappointed and frustrated, but you're not the Cleveland Browns. Alex in Port Jefferson. What's up, Alex?
What's happening? How are you tonight?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. I'm surprised that you didn't just hang up on him for all the things that he was saying. I mean,
no, I like to give people a run.
I understand that, but you know what, though? He wouldn't let you speak.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about stuff that, I mean, listen, 2017, nobody expected a lot, but one hit away from going to the World Series.
Yeah.
One hit. You know what I mean? I mean, it's the most ridiculous. So we should boycott Yankee games, who have been the most entertaining baseball team in sports over the last however long you want to take it. We make the playoffs every year, well, for the most part.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's our pitching is good, and then all of a sudden we can't get a hit. Then our pitching is not so great, but hitting a lot of hits. It's sports. You know how hard it is to win a World Series? I mean, you know. I don't care how much money he's
spent. We haven't seen a back-to-back winner since 2000 and the New York Yankees. That's how long it's been since there's been back. That's how hard it is. The NFL, not that it's not hard. You got to get the great player, but we've seen how many different teams win multiple championships. It's not the NBA.
Exactly.
We've seen multiple championships. It doesn't happen in Major League Baseball. It's tough.
The NHL is probably one of the hardest to win back-to-backs, but it's not, you know, but... Like I said, it was just the most ridiculous. So let's all boycott the Yankees, who have been very entertaining and have gone to the playoffs for all these years. And, you know, oh, now all of a sudden LeMayu sucks. But if we didn't sign him, it would have been the most disappointment. You know, that's me. It's like, what?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's coming around. He's coming around.
Right, we'll see.
It's so frustrating to have fans that they, you know.
Yeah, listen, you're breaking up there, Alex, a little bit. Yeah, I want to make it, like... I'm not saying fans who are disappointed in the team are being foolish. There's plenty of reason to be disappointed. Plenty. All right? They should be better than they've been. Right? Last year's team was a debacle. They didn't address left field. You know, they brought in, you know, They brought in IKF to play shortstop. You know, that was 2 years ago. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there have been plenty of moves that weren't Yankee-like, that they didn't do the best thing for the team, that it went on. Like, Brian Cashman had a terrible trade deadline. Like, there are plenty of reasons to be upset. And if you want to call me and say Brian Cashman needs to go and Boone needs to go, we can have a discussion on it. I just think sometimes the Yankee fans get too hyperbolic and it gets crazy, the amount of frustration and the amount of, you know, things that they'll say. But that doesn't mean, like, I want to make sure, like, because now we're going to get calls, oh, hey, listen, baseball's tough. What are you going to do? Like, you know, no, there's a fine line between the two. The Yankees should be better than this. The Yankees should, not having a World Series since 2009 is unacceptable. That's fair to say. It is unacceptable. And that alone and the last couple of years was good enough for me to cost Brian Cashman his job. I thought that was reasonable. That's not unreasonable. I still think he's a very good general manager, and I think he's capable. But just being here that long without winning, just to get a new voice, you know, it's not crazy. Firing Aaron Boone certainly is not crazy. I think he's a fine manager. I don't think he's very good. I don't think he's very bad. I think he's an okay manager. Could you go out there? Is that good enough for the New York Yankees? Do you have to go out there and get Miller Huggins? Try and find him. Right? I'm sure you'll throw Ron. I know the Angels have come up a lot. I'm sure you'll throw Ron Washington was a great manager. It's bailed out. Tony La Russa has been a great manager. I mean, look what happened to Chicago since he went there. But then, same thing. But then there's the Bruce Bochies, who comes in and turns the Rangers into a champion in year one. Boone is not the best manager in baseball. Boone's not top five manager in baseball. But Boone isn't a disaster. And Boone's not the reason they've been losing. But, like, there's a fine line. There is a level of frustration that is fair. But right now, let's just focus on this year's team. This year's team is good enough to win. This year's team was put together well enough. This year's team, I do think they made enough at the deadline. No, they didn't go all out. To the caller's other point about the deadline, what they do at the deadline. They got Jazz Chisholm, who might be, I don't know, arguably, if he continues to play like this, we got to see, he might be the best player moved at the deadline. He might be the best offensive player to be moved at the deadline. He might be the most impactful player to be moved at the deadline. Who knows? He's played like that so far. He stepped right in and played third base and played it brilliantly. And they added a strikeout reliever who's already come in and twice got through an inning with the Manfred man on second base in extra innings. They got guys coming back. They didn't go out there and say, you know what, we are getting Flaherty, and and we'll trade away Spencer Jones and whoever else. You know, Colorado, I don't care what you say, you got to go give us McMahon. Or I don't care, you know, Tampa Bay, you got to give us Yandy Diaz. Or I don't know. Like, they didn't go out and make sure that they are the favorite to win the World Series. They didn't do it in the preseason. They didn't do it now. They didn't do it during in the offseason, excuse me. They didn't do it at the trade deadline. But they did enough in both places to still go out there and win, and we have to see if they can do it. But they're capable of it. This team's good enough to do it. There's no doubt in my mind this team is good enough to win the World Series. When I look around and I look at the other teams in Major League Baseball, tell me who's clearly better. You can't. You cannot tell me that there is a team in Major League Baseball clearly better than the New York Yankees. Previous years, you could have said the Houston Astros, not this year. And I still want that series, baby. I'm hung up on it. I want that series against the Astros so bad, you have no idea. Sign me up right now for Yankees-Astros ALDS. Sign me up right now, certainly. Yankees-Astros ALCS. I want it bad. I'd love it in the ALCS just because that means they made the ALCS again for a ninth straight season. Real quick before the top, Kenny in Queens. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how's it going? I just don't understand how all these Yankee fans are complaining that they haven't won since 2009. Like, they're supposed to win every year. They're in the hunt every year.
Yes.
So, I mean, enjoy that. I'm a Mets fan.
Yes. I agree with you, Kenny, and I'm sorry, but you're up against it. That's all you got for today. Try and call back another night or later in the show. What the hell? Who cares? Are there rules here? Who knows? But... You see, but that's where I don't want to tip the scales too far. I agree with that sentiment. Enjoy it. I get frustrated with the Yankees when the season's over. I'm sick to my stomach, but I can't wait for April. The idea that the Yankees are a suffering fan base, I will fight with you on that. I do not believe the Yankees to be a suffering fan base. That's where I think people go too far. They are not the Jets. They are not. The Mets, that's a suffering, long-suffering Knick fan, long-suffering Jet fan. Those make sense. You can't say long-suffering Yankee fan. I know you haven't seen a championship. There's a generation going, you know, that haven't seen a championship, and that's unfortunate. And it's not good enough. Don't get me wrong. To say, oh, so what? What do you want them to win every year? No, not every year. But more than one since more than zero since 2009. More than one since 2000. I do think that's fair. The Yankees spend a lot of money. We're here in New York. They're the Yankees. They have to win more championships than that. All right? That's fair. But at the same time, to call yourself a suffering fan base, or that, oh my God, to be a Yankee fan, I can't take, like, please. They win every year. They win every year. They have a chance to win the championship every year. They win every year. It's not good enough. It still should cost Brian Cashman his job if they don't win this year. If they're not in the World Series, if they don't have at the bare minimum, an extremely representative performance in the ALCS, if they're not playing game 6-7 of the ALCS, at the bare minimum, I think it's more than fair to call for Brian Cashman's job and not re-sign Aaron Boone. I think it's fair. But don't call me and cry and say, oh my God, to be a Yankee fan. That's where we get too much. Or say, Hal Steinbrenner is nothing but this and that. Like, and they don't care about winning. They could be wrong. And they have been on many a deal. But it's not that they don't care. But let's get into more pressing things than the overall, situation that is the last 30 years of Yankee baseball. Let's talk a little, maybe we can still talk regular baseball. We got the Pete Alonso situation where his comments prior to the game yesterday before beating St. Louis were a little selfish and felt like free agent Pete Alonso talking during the midst of really the worst season of his career. Obviously, the Mets, a game and a half behind all three teams in the wild card, battling. They'll go to Colorado. We still have legitimate Yankee baseball right now, where they open up a series against the lousy Angels at home tonight at Yankee Stadium, weather permitting. We could talk about that. And we will get into Giants football next. The camp, the dual practice everybody's been talking about, the scuffles, the brouhahas that everybody's been talking about as the Giants step to the plate against the Detroit Lions. And Daniel Jones, a little feisty. Could it be he was threatened by what he saw on Hard Knocks?